Grizzly Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, and welcome to Moe's Paisley Penny Arcade. I am Moe, and today is Wednesday, the 24th of September, it's the last Wednesday in September, and that's why I'm here, because it's a Wednesday, and it is the last Wednesday in September. And how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. Don't pay any attention, and those of you watching on YouTube, to the placard there that said today is about the Ka and the Ba. It's not. That was last week's show. I forgot to change it because today has been a hectic and crazy day. I almost didn't get to put a show together, but I managed to get it done. It's been a wild and crazy day. So, it's been a wild and crazy week, to be quite honest with you. It's been just kind of ridiculous. But here I am, and I did manage to get some things put together. So those of you listening on 1-2 Radio, hi. And those of you watching on YouTube, hello. 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 Martian ears. Yes, and I even have I managed to put together a visual for the audio. So if you'd like to listen to that or watch that, and those of you listening on the radio, you can later, and what am I going to talk to you about today? Well, I hope to talk to you about the Tree of Life. Yeah, the so-called Kabbalistic Tree of Life, but in actuality, I call it the Hermetic Tree of Life, and we're going to talk about that. Let's talk first about the autumnal equinox, which was on Monday. And boy, came in with a real kaboom, which was rain. Lots and lots of rain. We got almost an inch of rain where I live, 9.8 or 0.98 inches. So almost an inch of rain. And chilly weather, so it's beginning. So it begins. My cave here is chilly, so you will see me gear up with gloves, fingerless gloves. I am not wearing them yet. It's not that cold, and a hat. I have a big hat back there. You can see it up there. It's a big old Tom Mix cowboy hat. I may wear that. Yeah, and you'll watch me. I wear it when I'm not being seen, but I have other hats conveniently placed all over the room. There's one right there, right within a reach. Back there on my chair, you can see that. Right back there, you can see it. And all over the room, because when this noggin gets cold, and as you can see, it's lots of skin. Well, Renee! Hi, Renee. How are you? Renee's in the chat room. Yes, YouTube has a chat room. How do you get to the YouTube chat? And you know who listened to me recently? Lisa. I saw you, and pardon my scratch my eye. Oh, getting old is so much fun. Allergies, too. Lisa, whom I haven't spoken to in a long time. Nice to see from you, Lisa. You saw me. I didn't see you, but you saw me. And it was lovely to hear from you. Haven't talked to you in ages. Ages. An old friend of mine, Lisa. And that's what I love about this. People are beginning to see me and go, God, he's so old. Holy crank. He is just ancient. Great hunk. He is so old. My brother just called. He didn't know I was doing this. I don't tell people. If they happen upon me, then so be it, you know. But I didn't. I told him, I said, I have to go because I have to be on my radio show, my TV show, such as it is. It's not TV. You know, as a TV show, Jimmy Kimmel has a TV show. And he was back on the air last night, this being the 24th of September, 2025. He was on the 23rd, and of course had been taken off for a week by the powers that be. And you know, we are kind of right now, be a little bit political, just a tiny bit political, just a wee itty bitty bit political. And like I said, if you want to come into the chat room, I would love to have you there. I would really love to see you. Come talk to me. I'll talk back. I'll even be mezzo polite, you know. We happen to be in a very strange place right now. Bit of an oligarchy. And oligarchies, the very powerful, the very wealthy, you know. Anne, welcome. It's so nice to see you. She's in the chat room. Come on in. I'll talk to you. How wonderful that you're here. How wonderful. Oligarchies are an interesting thing. Back in the days when the Tree of Life was usurped by the Hermeticists, and I'll explain that, it was an oligarchy, but it was also by the church and the church's thinking. It was really one of those things. Now, well, I'll get back to that. But the idea is that we are at a time when very powerful, very wealthy people are running things. Yes, they are. And they're trying to. And what happened? People dumped their subscriptions, and they canceled their vacations to Disneyland and Disney World and dumped their, you know, just boom, 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 boom. And what do oligarchs and people with tons of money really like? Money. They love money. So if you can talk back to them by saying, well, you're not getting mine anymore, it makes a big difference. And that's the thing, is that you have to speak the language that is being spoken about. And that's what happened. Oh, Quelly's in the room. Quelly, autumn blessings to you too. Indeed, it is autumnish around here. And the trees are beginning to turn. It is absolutely gloriously lovely. Lovely. There's Coco. I don't know if you heard Coco Bean when she barked. She's not so fond of going out to do her thing when it is cold and rainy. So that's a chore for me. Is it? Go out, push up, and I'll go out. But anyway, so it's amazing. You just have to use the right sort of language. So if there is something that you are concerned about, and if you want to make your voice heard, you know how. Boycotting is good. It's important. We have a voice. Now, that's what really led to the Tree of Life, which is what today's show is going to be mainly about. Mainly because someone asked me in this very room on the first show. They said in the chat room, would you please talk about the Tree of Life? So I'm going to. This is a broad overview. Because it's a tremendously complex subject. And first of all, let me start off with what it is. The Tree of Life is it's taken. There are many trees of life, first of all. There is the Celtic Tree of Life, which is very beautiful. And all trees of life have kind of a system to them. There is the Jed Pillar, which I happen to believe is sort of an ancient Egyptian tree of life. I have a theory about what it represents and how important it is, but that is not what I am here to speak about today. If you missed the ancient Egyptian piece, that was last week. Oh, you know, I there was something I wanted to talk about. Oh, that was Ptah, but I'll take care of Ptah another day, because Ptah is a fascinating subject. It really is. Such an incredible creation myth. Oh, really, and just one of the many creation myths in existence. Truly fantastic mythologies. I love mythology. I was always a mythology nut as a kid. I loved myths. And then Thor magazine came out when I was in the fourth grade, and it was like, oh, I really like that, you know? Really, really like Thor magazine. And I mean, notice that I have really kind of a bald spot on my beard. I can see myself on the monitor here. It's like, oh, I guess I should, you know, get some white baby shoe polish and fill that in. Back in my 30s, I played Santa Claus, and I used white baby shoe polish, and I'd, you know, I'd just do my whole beard and baby shoe polish, and then I'd go be Santa. I don't need it anymore, except a little bit right here, maybe. Yeah. But I'll tell you a story about being Santa one of these days. And we're getting close. The Yuletide is on its way. That's what this season is about. It's glorious. After the autumnal equinox, we're 45. Well, when I gave the wrong date in the Power Peak for Samhain, solar Samhain, I believe I said it was the 6th. It'll be the 7th. I was off a day. Whatever I said in the Power Peak, one more day, because I just goofed. That's it. I goofed. I'm, you know, human or humane. I try to be both. So anyway, the idea is that back in the day, the people with all the power were the very, very wealthy people who owned land. Everyone else who didn't own land were not very wealthy. They worked hard for the wealthy people just in order to live, in order to eat, in order to survive. And they never really got much more out of it than that. And then you had the clergy. Oh, you had the clergy. You had the church. And the church was very much all-powerful. And they did not like anyone saying, thinking, doing anything that was against their doctrine. And I think there's some of that still to this day. But I don't know that much about it because I don't keep up on it. I had a student for a long time who was a priest, had been a Catholic priest, decided he didn't want to be a Catholic priest anymore because he would like to get married and have kids and so on and so forth. So he became another kind of priest, still mainstream. And I taught him Tarot, and, you know, we talked about other things as well. And he was a fellow Freemason. I was a Freemason for many years. I'm no longer, I don't think they consider me one. I don't think I ever got the, I got the official heave-ho eventually for not paying dues or some such thing. But that's a long story, which maybe I will tell and embarrass them. Wouldn't that be nice if I should tell that story and embarrass them a little bit because of what happened? It was really probably just my lodge that, I'm not going to embarrass them. They met some very nice people. And I met some very, you know what, it's a cross-section of society. And I did meet some people. I made some friends. What am I doing, really? Why am I getting into that? Because it hurt my feelings. That's why. Because it hurt my feelings. It was hurt feeling time. That's, you know, because I gave it a lot. And it was about something that you wouldn't expect. But it was, and I didn't do a thing. It was just being me. Sometimes that's enough. So, but it had to do with the concept of what we're talking about, which is persecution. So, when you get a bunch of people around who think differently than other people, you're going to have a problem. So, the Hermeticists were not necessarily comedians. At all. But they said things like, you know, it occurs to us, especially with things like telescopes, a la Galileo, you know the rest, that there is a problem, and that is that it seems to us that the Earth may not be the center of the solar system, and that perhaps it's just possible that the Earth is not the center of the universe. And what if we human beings, perish the thought, what if we're not the center of everything? I mean, imagine, what if we people of this color, whatever that color may be, what if we're not really the most advanced, the most perfect, the most intelligent? What if there are people out there who are just as, or even a little more so than we are? What could that happen? What if? And that was horrific. Or what if the religion that we practice isn't necessarily the only or the best? Great suffering honk. What if that's the case? What if that's the case? What are we gonna do now? Well, this was a problem because these people were thinking other thoughts, because they were beginning to say things like, maybe the sun is the center of our solar system. And that was not very good. Well, you know that Galileo was sentenced to house arrest for the rest of his life because he wouldn't recant. And even though the people who were essentially his friends in the church said, well, we believe you. Now, Galileo was a professor of, a teacher of, at Pisa, astrology. He taught astronomy as well, but also astrology, and he taught rectification of medical charts. So he would take someone and say, okay, this person has gout. Now let me show you how to find gout in a person's astrological chart. So he was an astrologer, you scientists out there who think it's all hooey. Isaac Newton, he did astrology. And he did alchemy. He spent the last 40 years of his life transmuting, or trying to transmute, base metals into gold, and there are some who say that he did. Now, I happened to meet a man in my years in the Freemasonry world who was one of the most genuine, kindest, honest men I've ever met. Nice guy. And it is said that he could actually turn base metals like, well, aluminum, lead, whatever the case may be, into something that looked very much like gold and was a form of gold. Now, I never saw it, but I know two people whose judgment I trust who said they saw him do it. Now, I believe they saw what they saw. I never asked him about it because, frankly, it didn't matter to me. Things like that were kind of, honestly, ho-hum. Because there were other things that interest me. Now I wish I had kind of talked to him about it. I could probably call him up and talk to him, but I didn't, you know. But we're both old men now. We were much younger men at the time, in our 30s. Now we're in our 70s. It's like, ah, did you really do that? He'd say, shut up, Mo. I don't want to talk to you about that. You know, he might not. He's a nice guy. He might be a lot nicer than I am, actually. So anyway, people were being persecuted, and then the Inquisition came. Ooh, the Inquisition. The Inquisition was about a lot of things, but one of the things that it was about money. People don't realize this. Well, a lot of people, actually, probably you do too, but it was about taking things and taking land and taking assets, because let's say you had a fella who was a little bit eccentric, and he had a lot of land, and he had a lot of assets, and you could say, you know, they say that old so-and-so over there is into the dark arts. Really? Oh, well, let's just see what he's into, shall we? Can we go find out and maybe take his land and take his money and, you know, excommunicate him? And do we have to? Should we kill him? No, no, no. He's a nice old guy. Let's just take his stuff and scare the heck out of him and make him glad he's alive. Okay? Okay? All right. That's what would happen. And this was a pretty... I mean, it was bad. It was very, 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 very bad. There was a lot of stuff that happened in the name of doing things better, you see. All in the name of. One of the most famous myths that we still hang on to today, having to do with any month that starts on a Sunday, started that way. Do you know what that is? Friday the 13th. That's right. Friday the 13th is considered to be pretty bad luck for a lot of people. Some people are really afraid of Friday the 13th, when in fact it all started with a fellow by the name of Jacques Dumolay. Now, Jacques was the head of the Knights Templar. The Knights Templar was a group who escorted pilgrims from the not Holy Land to the Holy Land so they could do their pilgrimage. And they would take them there, and then they would escort them back for a fee. Now, a lot of these people would just stay there, right? And so they would do this, but they would charge quite a bit. And so what a lot of people would do is they would say, tell you what, well, banking charge supposedly started with the Templars, but they would charge quite a bit of money, I think, for this, because it was dangerous, and they had to be fed and so on and so forth. And the Templars were a pretty rough group of fellows, and they were all fellows, and they didn't speak to women. They were pretty stuck up in that way. I don't mean stuck up, but you know, uptight. So what happened is that the Templars got to be extremely wealthy, and they started funding wars. So Philip the Fair of France owed the Templars an immense amount of money, and so he didn't want to pay up. Imagine that. A really rich ruler not wanting to pay back his debts. And his best friend in Air Bunnies, for those of you listening strictly on the radio, Air Bunnies, is that what they call those? Not dust bunnies, that would be silly. He invited Jacques to the birthday of his son. And Jacques happened to be the godfather of his son. So this is, kind of like The Godfather, but a little twist on it, right? A little twist on the movie The Godfather. So he says, Jacques, come on, we're going to have a birthday party. This is in the year 1307. And I don't know, look up your calendars. And of course, the calendars have changed since then. So you're going to say, well, Mo, I looked down there, it didn't start on October 1307. You're going to say, oh, it didn't start on a Sunday. I don't blame me. This is the story. It's a story. It's a myth. But here's what happened. And this is the fact. This is the truth. So Jacques goes with his second in command, and they hang out. They go to the palace, right, in France. And Philip the Fair, he says, Jacques, I'm not going to pay you back. And he had his compadre, the Pope, Pope Clement V, it was. And Clement, on that day, excommunicated all the Knights Templars for heresy and blasphemy. That's right, for worshiping Baphomet. Baphomet. Ah, you've seen Baphomet. Now, it wasn't what you knew, because what you know as Baphomet was drawn by Eliphas Levi in the 1700s. Eliphas Levi, Alphonse Louis Constant. And he was a great occultist of his time. Great occultist. And as a matter of fact, Aleister Crowley believed himself to be the reincarnation of Eliphas Levi, Alphonse Louis Constant, who was French. And Levi, of course, Crowley was not. He was British. But that's a different story, because Crowley was born in 1875, the year that Levi died. Yeah, I was born 7 years after Crowley died, so I don't know what that means. If anything, so... It's just gobbledygook. So anyway, so they were all over, you know, just like the end of The Godfather. They rounded up all these, as many as they could, all these Templars who had funded this great, you know, who enabled all these kingdoms to be fought over and won over, and they were incredibly wealthy, and they gathered up all their monies, and they gathered up all their land and all this stuff all over as far and wide as they could. And they took Jacques de Molay, and they threw him and his compadre into the dungeons, and they wanted them to admit their sins, which included some really heinous stuff. And I mean lousy stuff. They refused to do it. 7 years. 7 years they're in this dungeon, treated horribly. And after 7 years, they bring them out and they put them on this pyre, on this spit. I don't know if it was a spit. That's how I've always seen it, you know. And it's probably just a... And they roast them to death. And before they die, de Molay says, before the end of the year, you and your pope will be dead. And sure enough, before the end of the year, the pope and Jacques de Molay are gone, dead. Well, of course, he was putting a hit out on them, right? And sure enough, they're dead. So that is why, and that was... So the Friday the 13th thing is because of what happened. They were betrayed on Friday the 13th. So whenever anyone says to me, are you afraid of Friday the 13th? I say, well, no, because I'm not a Knights Templar. I'm not a Templar. If I were a Templar, I might, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little worried. No, I'm not. They're just not. So I think that we have to take super... We'll talk about superstition some other time, because they annoy me. I used to be a real superstitious guy. You can't get into this stuff without at some point being a little bit into it. It happens, especially when you start realizing things about magic with a K. And there's a reason for the K. It's not silly. There's a real reason for the K. It's philosophical. It makes sense. Crowley was right about that one. Okay, let's let that be. Let's get back to the Tree of Life. So, after all this stuff, people being executed, people being put on the rack, the Iron Maiden, which happens to be a very good group. I liked Iron Maiden a lot. They were fun with Eddie and the whole thing. So, it just so happens that you needed to be careful. So the Tree of Life becomes the main glyph, especially in later groups, to hide information. What they did is they took it from Judaism, which was, without a doubt, maybe the most unpopular religion of the time. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. It's just that it's the truth. And they said, okay, let's take this, because first of all, they didn't understand it. They, the powers that were, that be, didn't understand it. So better to be thought a Jew than a blasphemer, than a heretic. So they would see this thing, this drawing, and assume that it was something else. And that's what the Tree of Life became. Rather than being an occult symbol, it became, oh, this is something from that other religion that we don't understand. And it became a little safer. So what would happen is someone would say, okay, I'll teach you how to draw this, and then I will tell you things about it, but you have to remember it. So it became a mnemonic device, like Holmes, Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior. Yes? Yes. Right? You know, those are the things that we grasp onto as human beings. Ways to remember things. And why would you want to remember them? Ah, Alice and Anthony are in the room. My grandchildren. Much too young to get in too much out of this stuff, but I'm so glad to see you guys. Love you. Welcome. I love you all. Everyone who comes, everyone who listens, now and far into the future. I love you all. So these things that are so important to us as human beings are about freedom of speech, freedom of thought, but freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. But sometimes there's a lot to lose for being free. Sometimes people lose a lot and give a lot for freedom. We saw that last week with Jimmy Kimmel when he lost his job. Not just him, his entire staff. They didn't work for a week. I'm sure they were paid them. I have no doubt that they were paid. Maybe they weren't. But these are the consequences of power, of people in power who decide that other people are not being convenient. Someone is not convenient. It's not convenient for this person to speak his or her mind. So ingenious people said, let's create something. Now, I'm going to show you. I happened to find, I drew some stuff up, but it wasn't great. And I had computer meltdowns. So all my old, this is a new computer. It doesn't have any of the old stuff in it. But I happened to find a paper handout from 9 years ago when I was teaching a class in person. Couldn't believe it. It's okay. Here it is. Okay. This is a Tree of Life, and it's paper. I had to scan it. Here it is. And this is the Hermetic, Kabbalistic. It's the Kabbalistic tree, but it's Hermetic, okay? And I drew this to scale. This is my drawing. It's going to look a lot like any other drawing you might see. Normally, you would see it without any color on it. I keep poking myself in right between the eyes. That's because my glasses are slipping. That's all right. These are my computer glasses. Yellow eyes. Anyway, so what we have here is this so-called tree. And as you see, it doesn't look like a tree, but it kind of does. In fact, it reminds me a little bit of an Egyptian Jed, D-J-E-D. The Jed pillar, which is supposed to be the spine of Osiris. But that's a different, another time. So the tree is a representation of the universe. That's just what it is. Now, it's hard for you to see what's going on here because it was a paper. It's a sheet of paper, and on it is written. But at the very top, we have something that's known as Kether. And that is the very top of the tree. Now, I'm not going to do a lot of detail today. I may do more of this. If people, you know, write me and say things like, oh, Mo, I would like to know more, I'll get more into it. But this is just, I don't want to have, you know, it's even though I'm in a secluded area here, I don't want to have a lot of snoring coming in over the, you know, the ether. So, but it represents literally the universe. So, for example, the very top the white. Kether the Crown, as it's known, right? That represents kind of the very, very top. And there are different scales. There's a king scale, a queen scale, an emperor scale, an empress scale, which represent the different royalty of the tarot. It's very complex. I mean, it's wonderfully complex. It's lovely complex. And it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be exciting. It is to me. On the right-hand side there, you see that gray. That's known as chokmah. That's how I pronounce it. Sometimes I have to wipe the screen off after I say that. Chokmah. And that's the second emanation, right? Sephirah. That's the second Sephirah. And then Sephirot is all of them. And the Sephiroth, however you want to say it, doesn't matter to me. And that's number two, and that's wisdom. So it's the crown, wisdom, understanding. Then we have mercy, then severity, then beauty, then victory, and then we have I have to get closer because I used to know splendor, then foundation, and then we have the kingdom. In Hebrew, it's Chokmah Binah, Chesed Gevurah, Tifereth, Netzach Hod Yesod, and Malkut, the kingdom. Yeah, maybe it's singular with the TH. I don't know. I used to know all this like the back of my hand. Oh, that's changed. No, I'm kidding. So, and then you can see, and each one of these has, not each one, but some of them have also a planet attached. So Saturn is attached to the black one, Bina. And the blue one is Jupiter. The red one is Mars. The yellow one right in the middle, supposed to be a much brighter yellow, you know, printers, because this is literally from a piece of paper, is the sun. And then we have the green one, pardon me, and those of you on the radio, you can pop on to YouTube at some point and see this. I'm sorry, but I'm explaining it best I can. The green one is Venus. The orange one is Mercury. And then the one right in the middle, below, is the moon. And then at the bottom, we have a thing that says CORB. Those colors are citrine, olive, russet, and then black. They should be in a little X there. I'm not sure why I didn't draw it. I don't know why. Who knows what I'm doing. And there's one, there's kind of a one that should be a dotted line. It's known as Da'eth, and it's the hidden sphere. Hidden. It's the big mysterious one that most people never include. But there's always a mystery, isn't there? And that's the one on top there that's underneath. You see, you can see it there. It's not, there's, it, you know, it's just, it's a mystery, okay? And on the right-hand side, there's another tree that's labeled. And you can see that there are pathways. And those pathways, there are 22 of them. And how many letters are there in the Hebrew alphabet? There are 22 of them. And how many major arcana cards are there? There are 22 of them. Yes, there are 22 cards in the Hebrew alphabet, 22 cards in the, 22 letters rather, 22 cards in the major arcana. And of course, there are 10 of these spheres, and there are 10 cards in, yes. And so what we have is this is a representation also of a tarot deck. Right. So, this is not by chance. This is quite by design. So if we take a look, we can see if you have really good squinting eyes, and later on, if you want to do that thing with your computer, we can zoom in on something. You can see that the fool is represented, and the magus, and the empress, and the priestess. The priestess goes from Kether to Tifereth, and Interestingly enough, if you look, let's look at this for a second. So the yellow sphere, that's the sun. Oh, okay. And we see that below it are Mercury and Venus and the moon, and below that is the Earth. Okay, because that little X actually forms the astrological sign for the Earth, a circle with an X. So there we have that. So wait a minute, what are we seeing here? We're seeing the Earth below, and the very next planet is the moon. Well, the moon is closest to us. And then we have, what's happening here? We have the sun, and then we have Mercury, Venus, the moon, and then the Earth. Oh. And then we have Mars, and then Jupiter, and then Saturn. Do you see what I see? That in the center of all of this is the sun. These hermeticists knew in the 14th century that the sun was the center of this universe, our solar system, let's say our universe. And they weren't afraid, well, they had to encode it, but they were saying just that, that the sun is the center of our solar system. And this is how they portrayed it. Quite ingenious, quite brilliant, as a matter of fact, and ridiculously safe. Because at the same time, saying so would have gotten you, well, at least your stuff stolen, taken away, and you perhaps thrown in prison, or worse. So this is a visual representation of that, because here you are on Earth, and instead of everything rotating around you, you are a pendulum at the end of it all. You're at the very bottom of the tree. Boom, Earth, above you the moon, then Mercury, then Venus, right? And then around the sun, and there's the sun, and then you have the outer planets. The outer planets, what we call today, the outer planets. There's the inner planets and then the outer planets. And I think it's beautifully done, beautifully done. And then there's even room, I suppose, for extra planets, but they didn't know about Uranus. Careful how you say that, kids. Neptune and Pluto, right? We didn't know about those. And I don't care. I read about Pluto when I was 6, and it'll always be more than Mickey Mouse's dog to me. It's still a planet for me, no matter what anyone else says. I'm old-fashioned, fuddy-duddy. I'll always believe it to be a planet. That's just the way I feel about it. So this tree held that information, and the colors we see, the yellow, the very pale yellow at the top right, the brighter yellow on the other side, going from Kether to Bina, and then the green going across, that's emerald green, that's the empress, and then going from Kether to Tipareth, that's the priestess. We see those colors on a good tarot deck. Well, good. I love tarot decks. So even on a standard, on a deck that is, it is up to snuff. We'll use that term. Because once upon a time in the magical orders, including the Golden Dawn, perhaps even the old Rosicrucians, I was a member of the Rosicrucian Order, AMORC, for a while, but it just was too slow for me. It became obvious that it was too slow. And they wanted you to, you know, send it in every, okay, time for your renewal, you know, and then you're getting the monographs, and it's like, oh my God, you know, just too slow. By the way, if you're ever in San Jose, two things you really should see. One is the Winchester House of Mystery. It's a touristy trap, but you have got to see it. It is wild. If you're into architecture at all, Sarah Winchester, widow of, I think it was Samuel Winchester, who designed the Winchester, I think it was 77 or something. It was the repeater rifle that supposedly won the West. Personally, I think whiskey lost the West, but that's a different story. Unbelievable house. She just kept building and building and building. She was tortured by the fact that the Winchester, you know, killed so many indigenous people in this nation. And so she felt that until she she had to keep building on the house as a form of atonement. And it's amazing to see. And it's now a historic monument. But it's just worth it to see what a form of, it just consumed her. And you have staircases going nowhere, and there's a seance room. It is so cool. I was drawing the whole time I was there. Very neat. And the other thing you need to see in San Jose is the Rosicrucian Museum. It is far out. I've been there twice. Once when I was 18 and once when I was in my 30s. And it's really worth seeing, because they have reproductions, very good cast reproductions from the originals, one of King Tut's sarcophagus, lovely stuff, and it's beautifully maintained. They have great gardens. They have a statue of Taurat, who is one of my favorite goddesses. She's a goddess of women's needs and women's empowerment and childbirth, and she's outside, and there's a fountain, but they really are. It's an amazing thing to see, the Rosicrucian Museum. Tell them Mo sent you. They have no idea who I am, but you know, why not? But it's really fantastic to see. It's beautiful, and they do a lovely job, and they're very sincere people. And you might say, okay, maybe this is for me. But I like to move quickly through things, and I was a member. I loved it. I did. But I also realized that I had done a lot of what they were doing already, and it was moving a little too slowly for me, because I had already done much of it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But do see if you get the chance. Okay? All right. I love the Bay Area. My God, I lived there for a year with my family and my kids. Not my kids, my parents. Wow, where am I? Where'd I go? As Donovan said in Season of the Witch, where'd I go? I love that song. That's going to be one of my, coming up, because Halloween is soon. Very soon. Very, very soon. And I do love that energy. You know, I love that little, what was that? What was that? So anyway, where was I? Well, that happens from time to time. I get off the track. I do get off the track. Yeah. The tree. So the tree is a compendium of knowledge, because you can see these different colors. And if you go to your tarot deck, and it's constructed a very specific way. I have here somewhere a big sheet of paper. And that big sheet of paper, I constructed the tree the way it should be constructed, by taking a compass and a straight edge, and nothing else. And you start with plotting it out on the piece of paper, and you end up making a ton of what we call Star of David, right? Because you have to make these little circles and these little hexagrams and these switches of six sided, you know, and it's quite an education in geometry, but more than that, in why certain figures become sacred. It's quite fascinating to do, and once you make it, you realize there is only one way that it's right. So you see other trees, you go, oh, that's wrong. That's just wrong. And you know it instantly. I spent years and years and years with this. My kids, if they see this, they go, oh, I've seen that before, you know, because their childhoods were filled with me drawing this and drawing other figures. And I spent, oh gosh, 7-8 years attempting, maybe it was 5, 6, 7, attempting to find out how I could dissect a circle into a pentagon with just a straight edge and a compass. And it took me years, but I figured it out. And now I've forgotten it, but I could probably reproduce it. But it took me years to do, and I figured it out. And because Pythagoras, supposedly that was the way to get into his order, was to, that was how you could prove you were a member of his order. Pythagoras, whom, you know, studied with the ancient Egyptians for 2 years in their school, and he was then allowed to turn around and show certain things that he had learned there, but only on pain of death if he showed the exact way to do those things. So they sent around, they sent two priests with him of their school with the express order that if he showed too much, you know, and so he didn't. I mean, it's fascinating, fascinating, fascinating stuff. All secret, secret, secret. Why? Because in that case, because they were afraid that people would use what they did badly to hurt other people. This is about why? Because they didn't like what people were saying, which is right where we are today. So you can find, you put in Tree of Life, Hermetic, well, Kabbalistic, spell it any way you want. Q-A-B-A-L-I-S-T-N, whatever it is, Kabbalistic. I spell it with a Q, sometimes two Bs. Most people use, I use one. Most people use a couple. Try it with a K. Just put in Kabbalistic any way you want to spell, because people spell it 1,000 different ways. And put it in Tree of Life, and you'll find stuff about it. A lot of it is wrong. Just wrong, 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 wrong. And just read and find, and there's so much to learn. And what do you do with it? This. Yeah. This book. 777 other, yeah, I've used this book before, but there's a whole other part of this book that you take and you work with this. And it's the table of correspondences. The table of correspondences that really does it, you know. And I don't have time for that today. I got 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Three. And that's what, and we'll talk about that some other time. That's when you get to say, because you might see something, and you get a hit intuitively, and that's where this stuff comes alive. That's where you realize exactly what it's for and what it's about, and that's where the magic happens. You may see something and you go, oh, I get it. I understand it now. Now I know what it's for, and that's when you are able to. Now, this is all supposed to be in your head. All the different scales and the different colors. So, you know, for example, Geburah on the queen scale, not on the emperor scale. You know, and you know what that looks like. So when you see something and it's that color on the emperor scale, you go, oh, that's the color of this. It's that dark brownish red color, the dull brown. I know what that means now. I'm supposed to beware of something because something is going to happen on this scale by this type of person, and you know to watch out for it. It's a warning. Or there's an opportunity coming because you saw, you know, like a barber pole, but instead of being red and white, it was this color, and it had speckles in it. And you think, aha, I know what that means because it's from here to here on the tree. And that's what people used to do with it. And it works. It works. Why? Because the universe is always speaking to us. The universe is always conversing with us. If we listen, call it the universe, call it whatever you want. Give it whatever name suits you. C'est bien. It works. It's perfect. And there are so many ways to do it, but this is one of them. And it's just about having the knowledge. So the tree becomes a glyph. And the glyph is filled with knowledge. And the more you know, the more you learn. I used to have this stuff so crammed in my head. And I finally said, oh, I can't do it anymore. this was 40 years ago, 35, 40, whatever, 20. And I finally just said, I just can't. I mean, you get old and some of it just cracks and falls off, But you also have to let some of it go. Okay? So this is an overview of what the tree is. Now you can begin on your own, right? If you have questions, you can get in touch with me. You can ask questions on this through comments. You can ask a question on the comments. I will answer you. Why? Because it's important to me. Thank you, Renee. It is an interesting subject, Renee. It's certainly interesting to me. I've spent a good part of my life. Thank you, Anne. Very much. So you can ask questions through the comments. I will try and answer you. And what I may do is put together another show if you show an interest in this. Otherwise, snoring, that's not so good. Okay? Okay. Peace and love to you all. I hope you all have a wonderful time. And until next week, I wish you all peace. Oh, find the camera, Mo. And I wish you all love. Okay? Take care.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.